The Ozarks cover most of southern Missouri and northern Arkansas. It's a region that has long been a haven for white supremacists. The area has been in the news lately because it's home to the neo-Nazi accused of killing three people at Jewish centers near Kansas City last month. The region continues to grapple with its racist past and a culture that has historically turned a blind eye to bigotry. That fight is concentrated in particular in Harrison, Arkansas. For the second in our series on the shifting nature of race relations in the Ozarks, Frank Morris of member station KCUR visited Harrison.
Most people here in Harrison seem to like it. Terry Stabenow, who retired here after a career with FedEx, says it's one of the most welcoming and loving places he's ever seen.
But what the rest of the world sees of Harrison, Arkansas, isn't what I found. It's the portrayal of a hotbed of hate.
In the early 1900s, riots and murder drove more than 100 black residents from Harrison, and it became a notorious sundown town, a perilous place for African Americans after dark. The mayor here, Jeff Crockett, is trying hard to lay Harrison's reputation to rest.
We're right here at the corner at City Hall, right on the corner of Central and Spring Street, walking out to where we buried racism and hatred.
They buried it in style just last month with a funeral march, handmade casket, and civil rights speeches, all part of a sustained effort here to press an uncomfortable conversation about race that goes against the grain for some, who Mayor Crockett says repeat the same objection year after year.
If you just leave it alone, it'd go away. Well, they left it alone for so long and it didn't go away.
Partly because of some very outspoken people based in Harrison.
My name is Mike Hallimore. I'm the director of Kingdom Identity Ministries. We believe in the government of God on earth, theocracy according to God's laws.
Hallimore says those laws call for execution in cases of blasphemy, abortion, or homosexuality. He preaches that Jews are descendants of Satan, and that only absolutely pure-blooded Caucasians enjoy what most would call a soul. The Southern Poverty Law Center says tens of thousands follow Hallimore's ministry online. Like most prominent white supremacists in the Ozarks, he's a transplant, moved here from California.
Well, I like rural living, for one thing, but of course I like that it's predominantly white.
He's not the only one.
Hello, Mr. Rob. Yes. How are you?
Good.
At the library in Harrison, lots of people seem to know Tom Robb, pleasant-looking, middle-aged fellow who runs the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan.
I have identified myself as a Gandhi of the white nationalist movement.
You see, Rob says he doesn't hate black people. He just loves white people so much that he doesn't abide so-called race mixing. KKK is public domain. Anyone can use it. Rob likes the name recognition. He sells Klan T-shirts, hats, and jewelry on his website. The three letters generate great web traffic for Rob, but big headaches in town.
Harrison isn't the only nice white community in the country. There are many. Harrison gets the attention because I happen to live here.
Well, his KKK post office box is in Harrison, but Rob, like Hallimore, actually lives outside of town. He moved from Arizona decades ago for some of the same reasons Hallimore chose the area. But now he says Mayor Crockett and his supporters are trying to mess it up.
They are promoting white genocide. They want to take a nice city with no problems and do something, change it.
Yes, apparently they do, though very methodically and respectfully.
Because you can never change either a perception or an individual's worldview by going and explaining to them they're wrong.
Carolyn Klein is one of the founders of Harrison's Community Task Force on Race Relations, a group formed a decade ago. Chamber of Commerce President Patty Methvin is a charter member.
For economic development, it's huge. In order to promote Harrison, for companies to come in, we want to be able to recruit the brightest and the best, no matter who they are.
And slowly, it may be working. Alice Sanders, an African-American, moved here from Washington State and joined the task force.
I have not had any problems with seeing any signs of racism. Of course, I haven't looked that hard for it.
If she did, she'd see it. There is a sign, literally a sign of racism. Big yellow one, right out on the main highway.
I really find it offensive.
What's it say?
It says anti-racist is a code word for anti-white.
Terry Stambaugh, who's also on the Race Relations Task Force, says they talked about putting up their own sign, reading, "You can't fix stupid." But they settled on something a bit more positive.
We have a couple of billboards around town that simply say, "Love your neighbor."
The fight over racism in Harrison is certainly more visible than it is in most places. But human rights activist Leonard Zeskin, who researches hate groups, says it's hardly unique.
The United States of America is brimming
with racial conflict. There are plenty of all-white neighborhoods in the suburbs of northern cities.
Racial conflict is one thing, but most of those cities don't have the intense concentration of hate groups operating out of Ozark towns like Harrison, Arkansas. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.